The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 348.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a vegan and fitness blogger, and I'm just really excited to have her on today and share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Anna Wildman. Anna, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm a vegan food and fitness blogger, and I live in New York City, and yeah, I just graduated college almost 2 years ago, so I'm pretty new to the real world and just kind of making my way through.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Anna, what's your cultural background?
So my mother is Japanese and my father is American, so I'm half Japanese, half white, Caucasian.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So I really like Eleanor Roosevelt quotes. I think she has a lot of wisdom. And one of her quotes that I really like is, "You wouldn't worry so much about what others think of you if you realized how seldom they do." So I feel like this really resonates with my way of thinking because, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people get caught up a lot of times in what other people think of them, but they often forget that other people are really self-consumed themselves. So no one's really thinking about, you know, the people around them. They're usually just thinking about themselves. So there's really no point in getting caught up in what others think of you.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally agree with you. I mean, like, we feel like everyone's talking about us when really it's the total opposite. And like you mentioned, like, people are too worried about themselves to even think about other people. So yeah, when you realize that, like, you can just go ahead and do whatever. And of course, there's, you know, there are some people who might talk and whatever. But I mean, the more you keep on being yourself and doing what you love, that matters less. And what matters more is like what you love doing and just being yourself. So thanks for sharing that quote. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Yeah, I would say self-confidence is about knowing yourself and kind of accepting all of the things that encompass you, your strengths and weaknesses and quirks and everything, and then kind of going beyond that and respecting who you are. So once you know yourself and you respect yourself, I think that's when you reach true self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned respecting yourselves, right? Yourself. I mean, especially like growing up as an Asian woman, we're always just like told what to do. You know, we forget to respect ourselves and we do things that might not even, you know, that will go against what we believe in, right? Just for the sake of pleasing someone. And we have to remind ourselves, like, if that's not part of, you know, what we believe, then we shouldn't do it, right? Because yeah, we have to love ourselves more first than anything. So I really love that definition. And Anna, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
To be honest, I don't know if I've fully reached my like peak of self-confidence. I think I still work on it on a day-to-day basis, but I would say that, you know, when I was younger, growing up in high school and college, I feel like a lot of it was questioning myself and not really believing in myself enough to do what I truly thought I was capable of. So, you know, just not really, like, in college, like, I wouldn't really take classes that I thought I wouldn't be too good at. It was hard for me to challenge myself because I was afraid of failure. And I think that's a big part of a lack of self-confidence is a fear of failure because you just think you're not good enough for anything. Also, I think growing up, I succumbed to a lot of peer pressure. So if friends said like, oh, this is something that you should do, or we're doing this, so you should do it too. Like, I was a very impressionable teenager and young adult. And I mean, I'm still pretty young, but you know, in my adolescent years, I think I was pretty impressionable. And I would often just do things because I thought it was like the cool thing to do, or just doing it because I didn't want to be the outcast.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, right? The peer pressure, the fear of failure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when I was 5 years old, it was like I was in kindergarten and the teacher failed me for coloring outside the lines. So imagine like the kind of like things that went on my head for years, thinking I was such a failure. I mean, I'm such a failure, failed kindergarten. But, you know, if I knew how to, you know, work on myself and go through the self-confidence practices, I would have seen that as I was meant to always color outside the lines, right? And mm-hmm. I think if we see things at a different perspective and different way, it becomes better. And yeah, it took me about 30 years to realize that, but you know what? Better late than never. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized too that, you know, you were more than enough, you can go out there and do what you love and be the self-confident, more confident person that you are today?
I would say toward the end of college and even after college, because I feel like that was when I truly kind of realized that it's just me and I have to do whatever I can do to make my life the life that I envisioned. Because, you know, when you're in college and high school and you have like the support of your family and you have a set group of friends and everything's kind of laid out for you and you have a course of action to follow. But when you graduate college, you kind of realize that the job you choose, the apartment you choose to live in, the city you live in, everything is up to you. And you don't really, you still have your family and your support system and your friends and everything, but everyone is doing their own thing and everyone's at different points in their lives and it's up to you to make whatever you want to make happen. So once I realized that it's up to me and if I work hard at something, I will achieve it, I think that's when my self-confidence kind of boosted and reached a new level. Because, yeah, I mean, I just kind of realized that in order to achieve anything, it's up to me. So I think that was like my aha moment.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it is kind of scary, you know, when you're finished like college and you go out to the real world, it's like nobody gives you a manual to figure out what you're supposed to do, right? It's like, mm-hmm. you know, at your job, they don't tell you to write 20 page theses or essays. I mean, they want you to just work. And, you know, sometimes it's up to you to figure it out, even if we stumble along the way. And, you know, because of that realization that it was up to you to create the life that you wanted, what's your life been like now?
My life after the realization is, you know, just following my passion and doing what I truly love, which is more in the realm of fitness and running and being a part of the vegan community. And that's been really fun, just seeing where I can go with my true interests.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, nothing's greater than just living out what you love to do, right? It doesn't matter what, you know, it's like anything that happens isn't as bad as it is because you're doing what you love. And mm-hmm. I think when people realize that, I think more and more people will take action on their passion and what they love to do and be who they are, you know, their true authentic self. So thanks for sharing that. Yeah. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say to remind yourself that everyone is on their journey and everyone has their own weaknesses and insecurities and you're not alone. And you may think that you're the most insecure or most weak person in the world, but everyone thinks that way. And so once you become vulnerable and, you know, realize that everyone is on the same page as you and that you can, you know, you can build your own self-confidence and you can do what you set your mind to and just kind of shed that fear and shed that anxiety and insecurity, I think that's when you truly start to believe in yourself and build that self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that tip. And it's so true. I mean, we're all, you know, I think we all forget that we feel like we're alone, but we're not. I mean, we have a support system, whether it's listening to this podcast or reading a good book or just connecting yourselves with like-minded women. You know, we all, you know, go through obstacles and challenges, and it's just knowing that there's someone who's also with us along the way, knowing that we're not alone and that we can do this. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, they can go to my blog at runningvegannyc.com. That's where I post, you know, my fitness stuff and vegan recipes and, you know, various things related to health and fitness. And then I also have a podcast called Running Vegan Radio, which is kind of an extension of my blog. I interview people in the health and fitness industry and just talk about different topics within that field. And then I also have an Instagram called Running Vegan NYC that people can follow me at.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Anna, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Anna's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Anna for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Anna.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.